Okay, so fine, fuckers. My first song is...
My first Disney song is...
Fine. My first fine fuckers, my first song is the official title to the Thanksgiving mixtape this year.
So picking a song before 1970 is actually very hard. So because either the songs are a little bit racist, super slow, or...
Slow and racist.
right.
The Ricky Burton story.
The Bare Necessities. Which is, right, yeah. So I picked...
Sorry.
Pee my pants.
So your first song.
Oh my gosh. So my first song is...
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
Actually, very hard.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3101 of the BFO for Monday, the 30th of December, 2019. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you about my weekend and more Crema Cards, Big Fatty, more Crema Cards. Penultimates, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, it's the last Monday. The last Monday of this decade. Big Fatty. Y'all, there hadn't been a whole lot of talk about a new decade starting on Wednesday. Y'all, I heard at the... at the homosexual bar, Saturday night, you know, it's a new roaring 20s. Big Fatty, that sounds like, I don't know what the hell that sounds like. But anyway, so I guess you'll just have to, get your flapper going. Big Fatty, the old gal has already hung it up. We don't need anybody replacing that old flapper. Continues. It's true. It does, y'all. I haven't talked to you since. When did I talk to you last? I talked to you. I guess I talked to you Thursday night, y'all. We had the Hendrick and Nicholas on with me for the full right little show, y'all. Thursday, not a whole lot went on Thursday night. We had some cocktails. Well, I take that back. I take that back, y'all. And I don't know, did I talk about this? I don't think I did. But y'all, Thursday night, there was a very special performance.
Welcome to the theater, to the magic, to the fun. Where painted trees and flowers grow, and laughter rings fortissimo, and treachery is sweetly done.
And now, y'all, now I'm thinking that now maybe, you've entered the asylum. Maybe this happened
this profession
before I recorded last time. But anyway, we've got a new bumper, new Charleston Ballet Theater music, And y'all, there was a grand performance is all I've got to say. And y'all, there were two performers and one audience member who, in the end, decided to come and join the chorus, if you will. And y'all, it was just lovely. And y'all, it's been a long time. It's been a long time since the theater had a performance. But y'all, you know, it's like riding a bicycle. You just get right back on it, and it's a big thing. We don't need to hear about you getting back on anything. But y'all, it was just lovely.
Welcome to the theater, you fool. You love it so.
And then on Friday, oh no, y'all, after the ballet performance, Hendrick and I, y'all, we went to the Waffle House, and y'all, we just had some of the good hash brown potatoes. Do you like the hash brown potatoes at the Waffle House? Just lovely. And we had a waffle, and then we came back and passed out from being overserved and the cabs. But y'all, it was just a lovely evening. Got up on on Friday, and y'all, I'm trying to think what we did. I think we just did some running around. We went and had lunch with a former coal miner, a dear friend of mine, and his husband, who I'd never met before. Y'all, it was just lovely. Had the chicken and waffles at the Page's Okra Grill. Some of you who have been to Charleston before have been taken there, and you know how lovely, just lovely it is. And then we did some running around. We went by, where did we go? Oh, we went by the liquor store. Y'all, we had to replace the spiced rum because there was so much eggnog consumed. y'all, I think the ballet theater was Wednesday night now that I'm thinking about it. Beep! Fatty, y'all, it's so sad to see him go downtown. But anyway, was that the one? Yeah, I guess it was Wednesday night. Anyway, doesn't matter. We went by and got that, and y'all, then we went to the Kohl's, cause Big Fatty had some Kohl's cash that he wanted to use. And y'all, they had some. Y'all, I made a mistake of washing some tan colored towels in with some white towels, and I threw bleach in it, and y'all, they turned kind of orange, and so I needed new bath sheets for my toilet room. And y'all, they have that Vera Wang. Big Fatty, we don't need to hear about Vera's Wang. No, that's the design. I didn't know Vera's Wang could do anything nowadays. Anyway, they had bath sheets on sale, good price. And then I had the Kohl's cash. And Hendrick ended up buying him some nice new towels also. So we did that, came back here, and I washed them. Because, you know, new towels are always going to just leave lint all over everything. And evening, y'all, I had Durwood and Granny and Ryan and Nick. And me and Hendrick here at the villa, and y'all, we had a little get together, a little post crema party, if you will. And y'all, it was just lovely. We just sat around and laughed and had some cocktails and some good food. And y'all, I think everybody just enjoyed it. Y'all, Granny was in was in rare form. Y'all, he kept talking about the hickey do. The hooky do. He was talking about the hooky do. And y'all, they almost came to fisticuffs. Granny was talking about the hooky doos. We were talking about suspenders, and he was trying to say that coveralls had that hooky-do, and that was a suspender, and it's, anyway, y'all, it went on far too long, but, anyway, the hooky-do, y'all, if you get something caught in your hooky-do, you might want to seek, some professional help. Big Fatty Granny needs professional help, that's for sure, but, anyway, and y'all, something funny happened. I went to water the crema tree. Cleopatra, remember, is her name. And I did this on Friday. But, y'all, I recreated it Friday night for everybody. And, y'all, I bent down to fill the container with water. And, y'all, when I was recreating it, I popped up and hit my head. And, of course, that set Granny off. But, y'all, earlier in the afternoon when I popped up, y'all, I got one of the little crema ornaments caught on my glasses. And, y'all, I didn't realize it was there, and it was just kind of hanging off the side of my face. Beep! That is the old people. They're just unaware. Anyway, it got a good laugh. But not as good a laugh as the hooky-do or me hitting my head. But, y'all, it was just lovely. Satney, what do we do, Satney? It was just a quiet day. A quiet day on Saturday. We had a little brufkus, and y'all, then we decided that we needed a nip a nap. And Hendrick and I each took a nip a nap. Yes, Big Betty, in your respective love chambers, it's true. Y'all, Hendrick christened the mattress in the guest room. Big Betty, I didn't realize he had TT'd. No, not that kind of christening. Nicholas came over. He went to get his hairs cut, and I had left the door open, unlocked, because I figured he would probably come by. And y'all, he came in and he scared the bejesus out of me. I was laying in the love chamber, and all of a sudden, I opened my eyes, and he's about 2 inches from my face. And y'all, it scared the bejesus out of me. But anyway. We just had a nice little afternoon chitter-chatting and relaxing and watching some of the sports ball. And Nick and Durwood and Hendrick and myself, Granny had a family commitments, and Ryan, who was going to join us, he was going out of town, so he didn't make it. But y'all, we went to the Swig and Swine. Big Fatty, we could have all predicted that. And y'all, we got the family platter, and y'all, it was ribs and barbecue poke and brisket and smoked sausage and pork belly and smoked turkey. And what else was there? There was something else, too. And what was that? Oh, chicken wings. Chicken wings, smoked chicken wings. And y'all, then we got three sides. It was the cone pudding and the vinegar slaw and the rice and hash. And it came with some Texas toast. And all. Y'all, it was wonderful because we all got to try a little bit of everything. And y'all, It was cheaper than each of us getting our own meal. So it was just lovely, and I think we're gonna do that. And y'all, we did have the fried poke rinds as an appetizer. And y'all, then we were off to the Dudley Do Rights. We got there much earlier than we normally do. We were there about 6:30 p.m. in the evening. And Granny had joined us there, and y'all, then my friends Scott and his husband Dan came and joined us, and y'all, there was some drunk lesbian that was hanging around Hendrick. I think that Granny has a name. No, not that. No. Anyway, y'all, we left. We left a little early, and Hendrick wanted to get a good night's sleep before departing Sunday morning. So, y'all, we What did we do? Big Fatty, you came home. Yes, we came home, and he packed his valise. And y'all, I turned on the sports ball game, the Clemens. The Clemens, you know, my good friends Jerry and Rick, they root for the Clemens. And y'all, it was a good game. It was down to the last minute before it was determined. And so the Louisiana State University and the Clemens Tigers are going to play in the national championship 2 weeks. 2 weeks from today. And I know that Mean King will be watching that. And but y'all, on Sunday, I got up and I took Hendrick to the aeropuerto, which we all know is Mexican for aeropuerto. And and y'all, his flight was at 6:30 a.m. in the morning, and y'all, evidently they found some contraband in his luggage. It was Big Fatty's cheese cookies and nuts and bolts and salted pecans, and the TSA wanted to get a closer look at those. Big Fatty, they wanted your salty nuts in their mouth. Well, maybe so. Y'all, by the way, over the weekend I did go and get gas at the Sam's Club, and it was $2.15 a gallon, and I thought that was okay. and then y'all, Sunday I have just been a sloth. I've washed sheets and towels and my underpants. Big Fatty, you don't wear underpants. Well, I washed my clothes. And y'all, then I have, it's been rain. It wasn't supposed to rain on Sunday. It's supposed to rain today on Monday. But y'all, here it is. It's rained all day long. So I really hadn't been able to get out and get a nipple walk. Big Fatty, you didn't want to either. No, I didn't. But, I made up another batch of the cheese cookeries, and I made up some more sausage balls, and y'all, that pretty much was my weekend. Yes, Big Fatty! Now, y'all, I'm not going to have time to open cans today, but I will let you know that my friends Jerry and Rick, y'all, they're at the Blues for New Year's. I want to let them know that their cat arrived, and y'all, then I've got a package here from Danbury, Connecticut, and you can probably guess who that's from. No, Big Fatty, who's it from? Well, why don't you sleep on it? And okay, Big Fatty, we'll probably Hooky Doo can help me figure that. Well, Hooky Doo will probably help you figure that out. And y'all, it looks like it's gonna be into the new year before I get all the cards and pack it. Big Fatty, it's that way every year. Yeah, but this year I was here and I opened them most every day. But anyway, y'all, we will be back tomorrow with our traditional New Year's Eve show with Guy Lombardo and and Ben Grauer in Times Square. So y'all, you don't want to miss that. Big Fatty, old Stinkpot really loves that one. Oh, dear gussie. And there's that. Y'all, at the beginning of today. Oh, Big Fatty, you're ahead of yourself. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, lovely Monday. And y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at the... And y'all, I'm happy to say they have a new episode out, and that Taffy Carlisle Huffington, who had been under the weather, is back. Rodan... is there anything you've met Big Fatty many times, and is there anything that you would like to let people know about Big Fatty?
Actually, very hard.
Oh, Big Fatty, that tickled Taffy's fancy that you're hard.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.